Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally O. L. Cordy, and I'm using my middle initial today because it's St. Patrick's Day. O actually stands for Ottavino, which is my maiden name because I'm half Italian, but I was named after Sally O'Mallon, and the O represents the O'Mallon in me today. I am going to have a wonderful guest on this afternoon. I hope he's not calling into this phone. Oh, no. Oh, dear. I think he's calling into my cell phone and to the radio show. I hope he figures it out. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk to you while I have this beeping in my ear. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and there's a big parade here in New York City, which normally I stopped everything and attended every single year. I pull my children out of school and celebrate our Irishness. In fact, the minute I get off the phone, off the radio, I'm going to have a big piece of Irish soda bread. And last night I had corned beef, so we are really revving up for the day, which, of course, is tomorrow, March 17th. However, this year there is a St. Patrick's Peace Parade. This is actually the second annual St. Patrick's Peace Parade, and it's going to be held in Boston again this year. And I really want to do everything I can to support this because it is being led by Veterans for Peace and I believe it's Mass Peace Action. These are the two organizations that have organized this. They are not welcome in the traditional parade in Boston, which is absolutely sad. This is a very sad situation as far as I'm concerned, that peace activists are not allowed to represent on St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't even make sense to me. However, they will be joined as well with other groups who are not welcome, which here in New York, we do not welcome gays in our parade, and I know that a lot of gay people are marching with the Peace Parade in Boston. So, and I believe they march here in Sunnyside. A couple of weeks prior, we have a St. Patrick's Day parade here where everyone is welcome. Now, in Ireland, in Dublin, everyone is welcome. So this is completely ironic as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, anyone of Irish descent who wants to celebrate their heritage should be encouraged. But, you know, I guess not everybody agrees. So now today is a very sad day. I have to tell you why. It is the day that Rachel Corrie, C-O-R-R-I-E, Corrie, was murdered in Gaza. She was standing to prevent a bulldozer from bulldozing the house of a Palestinian family, and she was killed. So this is a very sad day, 10-year anniversary of her death, and there are actions that are taking place all over the world in her memory, and I will certainly post an article that is calling people to action on this day. And she also had a beautiful video of her as a child saying she's here because she cares. And if this is not, well, I will let her speak for herself. It is just moving. Anyway, there's another event that's going to be taking place as well, and that event is 10 years later, still shocked, not awed, and that's going to be on Monday. David Swanson is hosting this event at the Langston Room at Busboys and Poets in Washington, D.C. at 14th and B Streets Northwest, Monday, March 18th, from 8 to 10 p.m., and Leah Bulger will be there. She will also be at the Boston Peace Parade for St. Patrick's on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow with Pat Scanlon. Oh, Pat figured it out. He has called in. Excellent. Is this Pat Scanlon, I hope?
Yes, it is. Hi, Sally.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Pat.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. You know, Sally, I've worked very hard pulling this thing together so that I can have one gigantic birthday, because March 17th is my birthday. So I'm going to have thousands
wow.
of thousands of people on the street of South Boston, you know, and they didn't know it, but, you know, it's going to be it's going to be a birthday celebration. So.
Well, I'm not wondering why you're named Patrick then.
That's right. I would have been Charles or Charlie or Chuck or something. It would have been one of the derivatives of Charles, I would be.
Well, since you brought it up, I'm going to say, how old are you going to be, Patrick?
How old? Oh, old enough to know better, Sally.
I say the same thing when people ask me, how old are you old enough to know better? Anyway, okay, so, well, I know.
Hey, look, it's, you're young at heart. You know, it's the chronological age doesn't matter. So, it really doesn't. So,
well, this is your this is the second year of your peace parade, and you
third year. Yes.
I didn't realize that. I apologize.
The first year.
Let me tell you about
a little bit. You know, we in 2011 we had put in it. The first parade is run by the Allied War Veterans Council, which is a group of very conservative. People who, I don't know if they've ever been to war, but it's called the Allied War Veterans Council, and my understanding is not, but anyway, we had put in our application for them, and then I called them to find out, you know, what happened with the application, because they were meeting, and the guy told me they denied your application, and I said to him, oh, that's interesting, and why did they say anything about why they denied the application? You ready for this, Sally? He says, they did not want to have the word peace associated with the word veteran. I said, what? That's just not a sentiment. I said, that's our name. I said, we are a national organization. We have 130 chapters. I said, I've got 200 vets in my chapter here in Boston, and we can't be in it because we have peace in our name. He said, you guys are too political. Sally, this is the St. Patrick's Day parade, right? So I laughed. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, let me get this straight. This is the parade where all the politicians get together in the morning and tell all their jokes at the breakfast, and then this is the parade that all the politicians are in if they can walk, and they're riding if they can't walk. And this is the parade that has military formations and bands and hardware and drum and bugle corps and junior ROTC and ROTC from one end of the parade to the other, but none of that is political, but we are because we have peace in our name. I said, am I getting this straight? And the guy said, all I can do is refer you to the decision. Sally, the decision was in 1995. It's, 1993, the LGBT group in South Boston, it was the Gay and Lesbian Irish Association of South Boston, wanted to walk in the parade. I won't go into all the details, but it ended up being a big, almost a riot in South Boston. And I don't know why this stuff always happens in South Boston, yeah. And so it ended up in a lawsuit that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, resulting in what's known as the Hurley decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. This is it's named after John Wacko Hurley, who ran the parade for many years. I was with him and contesting with him in federal court just the other day. So what that decision says is that anyone who's running a parade have the exclusive right to say who's in and who's out, no questions asked. So in the case of the parade in South Boston, here it is, a premier event for the city of Boston, on the streets of South Boston, the city puts in between $300,000 and $400,000 in resources with the police and overtime security and blah blah blah, all this stuff, and DPW and cleanup and the help, anything, everything, and they don't have a say. There are 40 nonprofit organizations in South Boston. Guess what? They don't have a say. No one. These guys meet in secret and at an undisclosed location, and nobody is invited to participate. What's wrong with that picture? So they can literally deny anyone to walk in the parade. So when we were denied in 2011, knowing the Hurley decision, that was the end of that conversation, I said, went back to my folks, and I said, what do you want to do? Nobody's challenged us in 20 years. I thought, hey, we're Veterans for Peace. We challenge everything. So we said, okay, let's put in a permit. So we did. So in 2011, with 3 weeks to go, we had 500 people, one band, and a duck boat. And our band is our band that we, it's not our band, but it's a band that we're affiliated with, and it's the Leftist Marching Band out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And their motto is, and we call them, we have an in-house band for our, for fundraising events, and our in-house band. So we call this band our outhouse house band, which is perfect, perfect, because their motto is, our music is better than it sounds.
Oh,
so,
no!
I know, isn't that great? So that was 2011. 2012, we had seven divisions. We had two bands, a duck boat, two trolleys, some bagpipers, some drummers, and eight divisions, and 2,000 people. This year we have eight divisions, six bands, duck boat and trolleys and bagpipers and little floats now and drummers and the whole nine yards. But our ranks are being swollen daily. You know, I just got a call from Western Mass from a woman from Move On. There's two districts of Move On in and around Boston, and each of them have like 30,000 people on their mailing list are in. The LGBT community in Massachusetts. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When we pulled our first permit, the first group we reached out to was the LGBT community, a group called Join the Impact. And we said to them, look, you guys were denied to walk in that parade 18 years ago. We just pulled a permit. We're having a parade. How would you like to walk with us? And they did. And so this year it's like for the LGBT community, it's all in. There's an ad that was in Rainbow Times. Your listeners can find it online. Rainbow Times ad. It is a beautiful ad and signed by every major LGBT group up here. They are sending out everybody. I mean, we're talking about Boston Pride and Mass Equality and GLAAD and Bagley and Dignity and, you know, and all these groups have all, you know, they sign the ad. And that's and it's been great articles. And up here there's a newspaper called Bay Windows. Articles and the ads, and then there's Rainbow Times, who have been just fabulous. And they're when I talked to the publisher initially about putting in the ad, and I sent her the copy of what we wanted in the ad, she said, "I'm expanding this to a full page." So, and then she'd already given me a great price on a half page color ad, you know, knowing what we were trying to do. But when she saw the copy, she said, "I'm expanding it to a full page ad." And then she gave a great article and an opinion page that I wrote for them. So they're all in. The environmental division, we have the Sierra Club, Mass Perg, 350.org, and who knows who else. In our social and economic division, we have Move On, or the political division, we have Move On and the Green Party, and you know, and a whole bunch of folks there. I'm hoping Progressive Democrats of America get their act together and get here. I've been trying to get a hold of. I know some will be there.
Well, how is it like the Billion Toddler March for Survival group? We are standing to ban vaccines and to stop chemtrails.
Yeah, well, you know, our parade is. It's the title of our parade is St. Patrick's Peace Parade, the alternative, welcoming, inclusive people's parade for peace, equality, jobs, environmental stewardship, social and economic justice. So that's a mouthful. But and we have eight divisions. You know, we have, and all those divisions are included. I won't go into that. You know, so if you are for peace and are peaceful, and can identify.
We are for survival. We're bringing it to a very, very rudimentary level. We're for survival.
Right, right. That's what the environmental division is all about. In fact, the environmental division, it's environmental stewardship, but the lead banner is that we had these banners made for all the divisions. It says climate justice is the lead banner. So, yeah, the 350.org will be there, and, you know, so with global warming and the pipeline and everything, those will be major issues in that division for sure. So,
well, chemtrails are a huge part of global warming, and I am fighting to get this recognized as the greatest threat of our time regarding global warming.
Yeah,
so,
good for you.
I very much would like to participate and educate people.
Come on up. Bring your banners and your signs. If you are, Sally, peaceful, which I know you are, if you are for peace.
I'm not only peaceful, but I'm jolly, I'm merry, and I'm just.
You're perfect for our parade. So So, yeah, this is our rules. I mean, these are our rules. This is quite simple. If you are for peace and you are peaceful, and we are and can identify with one of the themes of the parade, we are nonviolent in word, deed, action, signs, gestures, everything. You can abide by those simple rules. Welcome aboard.
Okay, just as long as you don't regard banning vaccines as something bad. I'm trying to actually get an appointment to speak to the fellow who's in charge of the Armed Services Committee about stopping vaccinating all the soldiers.
Wow, yeah. I remember when I was vaccinated. You can't imagine what's before I went over to Vietnam. It was like walking a gauntlet, right? You walk and they had all these guys standing there and they had air pumps, right? And because there's a whole line of people. So they put these things, I don't know what they do today, but they put these things up and they shot the, you know, the malaria vaccine or whatever it was in. I must have gotten 15 different vaccines that day walking through
well,
that.
This is so that you never receive your benefits because it diminishes your life expectancy.
Yeah, I bet it
there's
does.
No question
I bet it
about
does.
It.
I bet it does.
But anyway, let's get back to the parade, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, let's get back to the parade. So. But we're looking for a great time. We were in federal court. Let me tell you about that, Sally. We actually put at the end of the first parade for the last 2 years, there have been street sweepers. Now, 10 years ago, right before the onslaught of the Iraq War, before the bombing started, and the St. Patrick's Day parade, there was a small contingent of our chapter that walked behind the street sweepers, right? The Boston police were there, and they said, well, why don't you guys walk in front of the street sweepers, which they did. The Allied War Veterans Council sued the Boston police for infringing on their parade, and they it went to court. Well, the judge at the time said, put down a rule that if there's two parades on the streets the same day, they have to be a mile apart. And in the narrative, he said something about street sweepers at the end of the parade. They took that as being part of the rule. The city, we put in for 12 o'clock to be ahead of their parade this time. We've got the ACLU and a large law firm in Boston representing us. And the city got all upset. So the compromise here was, okay, we can't give you the 12 o'clock start, but we won't take down the barriers and the street sweepers will be behind you. And we said, okay, that works for us. So last Friday, the legal counsel in the city of Boston, this is a month has gone by, all of our literature says, you know, the parade's not over till the street sweepers sweep. And the chief counsel calls our lawyer and said, we're reneging. The Allied War Veterans Council called the city and said if the street sweepers are not behind their parade, that they would sue the city of Boston. So he said, so we're tied up. You know, our hands are tied. It's part of the ruling, blah, blah, blah. And so we had a meeting Monday night, and we voted to go ahead. So we went into court, emergency ruling, and the Allied War Veterans Council was there. And what we were asking the judge, the original judge, was to strike that clause about the street sweepers, which he did. So we won in federal court on Wednesday. On Thursday, we called the mayor. Now, this is the Mayor Menino. Mayor Menino in the city of Boston, he doesn't walk in the first parade because of the exclusion of the LGBT community. He walks in the Pride Parade, right? So that's all well and good. And so our lawyers called afterwards, figured that they would reinstate the deal that they had with us before, and they said the street sweepers are going to still be behind the first parade. So that's the way it was until Friday. And Friday, the Boston Globe, with a big editorial, telling the mayor, put the street sweepers behind the second parade. You know, this is a festering wound that has been an embarrassment to the city for all these years. And this is a way to start moving towards some kinds of resolution. Thank you, Boston Globe, for doing that. Now we have a phone-in campaign to the mayor's office because he, from being emphatic saying that the street sweepers would be behind the first parade, now when people call in, they are told, well, a decision hasn't been made. So I'm just saying to everybody, call that number and tell the mayor to put the street sweepers behind the second parade. And
well, give everyone the number now if you can.
let me find that puppy. Well, let's keep talking.
I will post it. I will post it underneath the radio show, so everybody who listens will hear it. You'll send me whatever relevant links you want up there, including. Now, tell people where you're meeting and tell them where they can park if they're coming to the parade.
Yes, if they're coming in by train, they can come to South Station, pick up the Red Line, and go to Broadway Station. So it's Broadway Station in South Boston. You get off Broadway Station, and at that point they would be on A Street and West Broadway. We are on D Street and West Broadway. So they would walk up from A Street to D Street, make a left, and there we are. We're going to have the Veterans for Peace blimp up in the air, so everybody will be able to see it, you know, coming that way. So that's where. Now, if you're driving,
and that's your logo with the dove and the
on a blimp. It's a 15-foot. It's a helmet with a dove inside, white and black colors. Then there's if you're driving, get to South Station Train Station. It's a train station. South Station, it's called. It's on the corner of Atlantic and Summer Street. If you're driving, you would get to that point, and then you would easily accessible off of 93 and the Mass Pike, actually. And it's then you'd go down Summer Street. You'd go down a mile or so to the convention center. And the convention center is on Summer and D Street. You would make a right on D Street. You go up about, I don't know, quarter mile, maybe a little more, and you'll see our flag on the left. This is that street. We're forming up on that street, and there's a dirt parking lot with tractor trailers. We have that parking lot, so anybody who's going to be in the parade can go in and park in that parking lot for free.
Okay, and does it have a name to it, or just the only
one? No, just look
for
the flag. There's no name on the parking lot.
Okay.
It's just it's a storage yard for tractor trailers. And
you're asking everyone to gather at 2 p.m. and you'll be marching at 3, is that correct?
Yes. We have to be 1 mile behind the first parade. So where
are you meeting for people on foot? Where do they meet you?
That's
what
where. D Street and West Broadway. So we're forming up on D Street. So people would get to West Broadway and D Street and come back one block, and that's where we are. You won't be able to miss us. We've taken up the whole street. So, we're forming up at 2 o'clock, between 2 and 2:30. We have to be ready to go when that mile passes. You know, their first parade will pass, and then as soon as a mile goes by, that's when we step off. So we have to be able to step off, and we're anticipating that's going to be at 3 o'clock. It might be 10 to 3. It might be 10 after 3. It might be quarter after 3. Who knows? But it's going to be in that ballpark. But as soon as that mile goes, we got to step off. So that's where we are. So we don't have a firm start time.
You are with Veterans for Peace, the Smedley Butler unit.
Smedley Butler Brigade. I'm the coordinator for the Smedley Butler Brigade of Veterans for Peace Chapter 9 here in Boston. We're one of the biggest, one of the most active chapters in the country, and we're very proud of that. And we have a
and Massey's action will also be represented.
Yeah, Mass is on our steering committee. This is our parade. It's Veterans for Peace parade, but we work very close with Mass Peace Action and United for Justice and Peace, and all the peace groups in the whole area will be there. We've got New Hampshire Peace Action is supposed to be coming down. Maine Peace Action is coming down. New Hampshire Peace Action is coming down. So we'll have Peace Action down on the Cape is coming up. So yeah, we'll have the peace contingent should be pretty large this year. Yeah.
And the national president of the Veterans for Peace, Leah Bulger, is also coming, is she not?
Yeah, well, she's no longer the national president. She's the immediate president. And Pat McCann is the new president, and she will be here. She's going to be staying at my house. And then Michael Reed, the executive director, will also be here. He's also staying at my house. So today, from 6 to 8, we're going to have a potluck gathering here. And so it's going to be a busy afternoon.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
To say the least, it's going to be a busy afternoon and evening. So, but yeah, and but you know, it's someone said to me the other day, Sally. I was we were talking, and he said, "Do you realize what you've done?" And I said, "Well," I said, and I started to talk about it with the parade. I started talking about the parade and the things that we're doing. He said, "No." You know, like we're so entrenched in the work that we're doing, we're kind of missing the big picture, Sally, because he said, when was the last time you heard of a peace parade? You know, there's no such thing. There are war parades, but there's no such thing as a peace parade. And, you know, and we started talking, and I've been to many demonstrations and marches and, you know, all kinds of things like that. But when have you heard of a parade specifically for peace? It doesn't exist. We have created the first peace parade probably in the country, you know. And
well, then I'm going to ask a question of you, because I have to categorize this interview. And
yeah.
I interviewed Bob Kohler, who is a peace journalist from Chicago, the other day, and I was looking for a category to put him in. So they have 100 categories, and I couldn't find peace as a category.
Oh, interesting.
So I wound up putting our interview all about peace in the war category. I thought they'll learn something.
So
shall I put yours in the war category as well?
Well, you know, maybe it's time that they have a peace category.
That's true, but I have no control over that. I thought, you know, let me just tell you a funny story, and I think you'll enjoy it. I was at a bar. There were a lot of people from the local, what do you call those outposts all over America for
pubs.
Veterans?
We call them pubs, or we call them American Legion drinking posts. You know,
exactly. Well, I was at a bar very close to our local American Legion, and I went in and I looked at the jukebox, and I put in John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance.
Yeah.
And I wasn't making a statement. I just liked the song, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
I put it on, and everybody there looked at me like, "You upstart," and I'm like, "Me upstart? I like this song." But it was interesting. By the time the song ended, and it's just a mantra, all we are saying is give peace a chance.
Peace a chance,
by
sure.
The time the song concluded, everybody had softened, everyone was looking reflective, everybody was no longer mad at me, because
yeah.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, and so many vets... everyone we've talked to can't understand that we can't be on the parade because we have a difference of opinion after being to war. When we were in court the other day, I turned to one of the lawyers because, you know, I had about 10 of my guys with me. And I say guys because there was no women. There were no women there that day. And I turned to him. I said, you know, if you took all the medals that are standing around you right now and put them in your pocket, you wouldn't have to be worried about being blown away in a windy day. You know, there's a lot of, you know, we have Bronze Star, Silver Star winners and just, you know, all kinds of things. For us who have fought for war, have seen the horrors of war, have stood in the line of fire, and now we can't walk in a parade because now we stand for looking at ways of resolving differences and conflict without going to war. But now because we have that position that we can't walk in a lousy parade, give me a break. You know, these guys are so antiquated.
You
know, and you know, so if we're that's the way it is. So they wanted to fight. They didn't know who they were dealing with.
It's a form of censorship, Pat. It's a form of censorship.
Oh, absolutely.
There are so many different ways they can censor this message.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it. You might call it a discrimination, this, that, the other, but I see it as censorship.
That's what it is. And thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what it is. and even the street sweepers. What is the effect, Sally, if you have a parade and then at the end of the parade you have two crisscrossing street sweepers kicking up dust and making all kinds of noise, and you have a DPW crews breaking down these metal barriers at the same time with other trucks that they're going into? What does that tell you? What signal are you getting there when you see that coming
right
down the street? The events are over. Go home. Well, the fact of the matter is that there are two veterans organizations on the streets that have legitimate permits that day. And by the city putting those vehicles behind the first parade, it discourages people from staying around to see the second parade that has a distinctly different message than one of war. And that's what the first parade is all about. It's a very militaristic, war parade, and putting everything on, all the war aspects on display. And all we're saying is give peace a chance, and all the other causes that we support, from global warming to universal health care to, labor rights and women's rights and social rights and on.
Pat, it just occurred to me. I started the Peace Party political committee here in New York. I'm so busy trying to ban vaccines and stop chemtrails, I forgot I actually have a political committee here in New York.
Yeah.
All Peace Party. I run for governor on it all the time.
Right.
Trying to
yeah.
get the Peace Party on the ballot.
Hey, get your Peace Party up here. Hey, we got the Greens and
Well, my motto is Cease for Peace. I just want everything that's wrong to stop so we can enjoy true peace.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we will never have peace as long as these assaults continue.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. And Jill Stein will be in our parade with the Green Party.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Jill will be there. So, so this is, not only is it meaningful, it's a lot of fun. Everybody who's been in our parade, these bands are just fabulous. In fact, what is the band? I'm just blanking on it. We have a band coming up from New York City, with a number of pieces. The Rude Mechanical Orchestra coming up from New York City.
Is it R-U-D-E?
Rude, yes, that's my R-U-D-E, Rude Mechanical Orchestra. And they're coming up from New York.
I've actually heard of them.
Oh, yeah, great band. So they're coming up, and they have specifically asked to be in front of the LGBT group, which is where they're going to be,
So how many bands are coming all together? This sounds like the ultimate festival.
Well, we've got a Bread and Puppet Theater coming down from Vermont, but they're not going to have their band with them. But they'll have some of their puppets and things. They usually have a band. Then we have the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band, and that's out of Somerville, Mass. Then we have the Expandable Brass Band. They're from Western Mass. Then we have the Extraordinary Rendition Band. They're big band. They're coming up from Rhode Island. Then we have the Rude
Rendition Band. Wow.
Right, yeah. Then we have the Rude Mechanical Orchestra coming up from New York. Now, What Cheer Band couldn't make it. They want to come next year. They're out of Providence. There's a couple other bands that couldn't make it. And then we have the Leftist Marching Band. Then we have Zach Nassar and Rhythmic something. But that's a drumming group. Then we have a little band, Meldigo, that will be embedded in the environmental, the 350.org group. So we'll have some bagpipers will be there. It's a hoot. It is an absolute hoot.
It sounds more fun than anything I've ever heard about, Pat Scanlon.
And these bands are street bands.
So excited.
Yeah, these bands are street bands, and so they're not your formation bands, walk in and everybody walks in step and everybody's looks pretty, these are street bands that they dress exotically, can I put it that way? And they're very good. I mean, they're excellent bands, and so we're really pleased to have them, and all these bands are. you know, next year we might look at some, trying to get some high school bands in with us, you know, and we haven't thought about that. Yeah, I haven't thought about that, but that would be interesting. Especially the thing, Sally, with this is that everybody who I've spoken to who was there last year is coming back. Everybody. I don't know a person that has told me they can't make it this year, right? And so everyone who was there last year, so if all those people just bring one person, we're going to have 4,000 people. But I know in the case of MoveOn.org, there was two people from MoveOn.org from this particular district. We may have hundreds from that district this time. You know, so we have no idea, Sally, how big this is going to be.
I wanted to cover this for my YouTube channel. I'm trying to get a lift up to Boston. If you want the truth, I have a place to stay, and
good.
Two friends of mine will come with me to the parade.
Yeah.
So I'm still looking for a ride to Boston. And anyone who hears this and can give me a ride from New York, please do.
Listen, I don't know if I can say this over the air. But I can give you Lily's telephone number from the Rude Mechanical Orchestra, and maybe somebody—I don't know if they're coming in a bus, if they're coming independently. I don't know.
Okay, I will be, you know, brazen enough to give them a ring and say, "Hey,
absolutely.
Can I hitch a ride?" You know,
and you're Sally, does a radio show, and you want to come to Boston.
Public Advocate.
Tell them, please.
The name of your show, by the way, I have a new radio show. This is, you are on Public Advocate.
And you are
advocating for the public right now.
That's right. But tell them you play the gazoo or something. Yeah. Do you play an instrument at all?
I play the trumpet.
Sally, why don't you join them?
That's funny.
I'm not kidding.
I play the cello, but I can't carry the cello in a parade.
But if you can't play the trumpet, you can ask Lily what things they play, and you may be able to join that band.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Do you play on a? I mean, do you still play the trumpet?
I'll be honest. Last time I played was taps for my father's passing, so it's been quite a while.
But I would not
ruin the sound of their band by having not practiced and joining them, you know. But nonetheless, once it's like riding a bicycle, but I would need a whole lot more practice than I've had. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So off the air when we're done here, I'll give you the telephone number and you can call her and see if they.
Well, I would just so love this. You can't imagine, because St. Patrick's Day is a huge deal to me. I love celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and I literally am not going to the one here in New York because they do not represent peace. They do not. They are not inclusive. I work with a comic because I'm also a comedian, right?
Yeah.
Silly Sally the Jolly Jestress. But one of the comics I work with, Bill McCarty, one of the comics I worked with, Bill McCarty, said they don't want the gays in the parade. They want them in the church where they belong.
Yeah. You know, this guy who runs this parade, his name is Phil Winch, and he doesn't get it, Sally. He's the one who told me that they didn't want to have the word peace associated with the word veteran. I'm at a meeting last year, and he's still saying this. He's got the terminology right, but he's still saying it. And he goes, I'm explaining to these two women across the table. Now, John Wacko Hurley was sitting directly across from me, but I'm explaining to these two women the history and how the gays have been, you know, and lesbians have been denied access, you know, to the parade in, you know, 18 years ago, and, you know, and the LGBT groups are still being denied. And this guy, he's the gift that keeps on giving. He calls out to everybody. It was right before the meeting started, so everybody was there. The police were there. The low social groups were there. Everybody was there. And he goes, the gays are in the parade. And I looked down, and I thought, oh, he's doing it again. He's giving me such a gift. And I looked down at him, and I said, oh, so the gays are in the parade. I said, where are the gays in the parade? He said, well, they're in all the groups and all the bands. I said, oh, I get it. Let me get this straight. So all the gays are in the groups and the bands. So as long as they're invisible and silent, they can be in your parade, but they can't have their own unit. Is that correct? And he goes, yeah. Well, he didn't say anything at that point. because he realized he'd put his foot in his mouth. But he still says that. But now he says the LGBT people, they're in the parade. He still says the same thing. That's tantamount to saying, hey, the blacks are on the bus. They're in the back of the bus. And they may have to give up their seat for the white folk that get on the bus. But hell, they get in a ride and they're dry. You know, what's the big problem? Listen, when people are being discriminated against, you don't ask the discriminator for an opinion. You ask those who've been discriminated against that how does it feel, you know? And that's what people don't do. They ask the discriminators, well, what about this? Well, they're in the parade. You know, give me a break. You know, ask the people who've been excluded, you know, what they feel. And, you know, ask that black person in the back of the bus how he feels, you know? And it's just, you know, so that's what we're up against. That's the kind of mentality,
right. You
know?
I know. It's disgraceful. Truly,
yeah,
it is.
It is. Yeah.
So
that's what we're...
I used to have every St. Patrick's Day, I used to put on the Lilt of Irish Laughter, and I used to invite all the gay comedians to perform. They're like, well, we can't be in the parade, so we'll take part. And it was always the most festive show I had every year.
Oh, man. My son is gay. And I can tell you that... You know, whenever, you know, LGBT people move into a neighborhood, it changes. It becomes more artistic. Everything becomes more beautiful. And, you know, I mean, it's always amazes me when they, you know, they call it the people more associated with the arts are moving in. Well, you know, guess what? Most of those people are from the LGBT community. And it's just... I know, and it's just
The beginning of the show, I opened by saying that in Dublin there is no discrimination of a sort. In Dublin, Ireland,
and there shouldn't
and
be.
Basically, they have the best floats. They have the most fun. You know, all I can say is we could all take a lesson on how to party and enjoy life.
Yeah, and it's just, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow, but I gotta. I still got a lot of work I got to do, but Mike Reed is going to be here possibly any minute from he's the executive director.
Well, then I will release you and let you make preparations for tomorrow. Just leave everybody with the intersection that you're meeting at 2:00.
It's West Broadway and D Street. When you get to West Broadway and D Street, there'll be our blimp will be in the air. And it's you just go down D Street one block, and there we are. You can't miss us.
Okay.
You know,
one other question: if you're taking the train in, there are three stops in Boston. Which one should they go to?
You want to get on the Red Line, and get off at the Broadway station in South Boston. The Broadway station.
And also, but if you're taking Amtrak, there are three different Boston stations.
Oh, if you take an Amtrak.
Closest?
You want to get to South Boston. South Station is where you want to get to. Then there's I know a lot of trains go into North Station. And if it goes to North Station, then you've got to get your way to South Station, which isn't that far of a walk or cab ride. I'm not sure if I don't know if there's a elevator or whatever that goes between the two. But but you want to get to South Station. You want to get on the Red Line. All right.
Right,
and I think from North Station, I think there's a connection to somewhere. But just remember,
don't sweat it.
Just remember the Red Line, and you want to go to Broadway Station, T stop.
Okay. Well, I'm crossing my fingers. Call me when we get off the phone, please, and give me those people numbers.
Okay. Want me to call this number?
My cell phone.
I got your cell. Okay. I'll do that, Sally. Fantastic.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Pat Scanlon.
You're welcome.
Wonderful St. Patrick's.
Hope to see you tomorrow.
Parade in Boston.
Okay. Hope to see you. Bring a lot of friends.
I have two that are coming if I can get there.
Okay. Well, you have more than two.
Okay.
Across the airways, you know, people are going to hear this and maybe say, I got to get to Boston. This
is
happening.
I have two friends in Boston. The third one, unfortunately, has a bad back and can't make it, but two of them. Plus me, and anyone I can drag with me is welcome to come, but at this point I'm just looking for a lift, so.
Yeah, okay.
All right, dear.
That's cool, Sally.
And hope to see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye now. Bye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. My love
to
Lee. Leave over, please.
Okay, Erin Gobra.
Thanks.
See ya.
Merry Gumra. I'll live forever.
Yes.
Bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.